All right, let's start in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time. Lord, I pray that this session might be a blessing to those who are here and both online as well. Lord, may we see the importance of enhancing our lesson with visuals. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. One of the very first things that I remember from being in Sunday school was this. And I found a copy of it. You can tell how old this thing is. I had to literally cover it with contact paper to preserve it. But this is how I learned the song, How Great Thou Art. And to this day, when I sing the songs, I see these pictures in my head. Visuals play a huge, huge part in the learning process. If we want our class, both children or adults, to learn, it is important that they get something that they can see as well as hear. You'll see one of the very first things on the worksheet. Hopefully everyone has one. Visuals improve attention. It's visuals that are going to grab their attention. It's visuals that are going to keep their attention. It's visuals that are going to help you as you teach to get them to pay attention and to listen to what you're saying. The brain will process information 60,000 times faster what you see than what you hear. So it is important that we get their attention, but also that what they learn in class is kept. How many of you have attended a class, even a church service? As soon as you walk out the door, what was it about? I forget. I don't know. How many of you have asked your kids, what did you learn in Sunday school? I don't know. I don't remember. And if they're not remembering, it's probably because visuals weren't a part of the process or very little. You'll see here, images are processed by our long-term memory. So everything that we look at and see with our eyes goes into long-term memory. The things we hear only go into short-term memory. How many of you came across somebody today and you think, oh, they look so familiar. I know them from somewhere. And you have no idea what their name is. Because what happens when you meet somebody? You're seeing their face, but you're only hearing their name. And so when we have our lesson, if they're only hearing, that's only going into their short-term memory. We need to get things into their long-term memory so they retain it. Visuals aid understanding. I love the King James Bible, but there's a lot of terms in there that the average person today has no idea what they mean. Visuals help. You know, between pictures, between charts, maps, timelines, all of those things can help the people that are in your class understand in an easier way, in a faster way, what you're teaching them. Now, the first thing I'm going to tell you about visuals, and by the way, on the back, you don't need to look at all this stuff now. This is for you to bring home. What I've done is I've comprised a list of online sources, because we live in a world now where, I mean, in Connecticut, I don't even think there is a Christian bookstore anymore. But online visuals where you can get all types of topics. Please pray and use God's wisdom before you go to any site, obviously. You know, for every good thing, there might be something that maybe you don't want. So again, use wisdom and discretion. The first thing I do want to say, when you use visuals, get into class early, put your visuals up front, and then go way to the back of the classroom and see what they look like. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a class and they have the visuals, but I don't know what the visuals are. I can't read them, the print is too small, or they've used, one of our classrooms, I taught here in the school, we would have teacher meetings. And we would meet in this classroom that had a whiteboard. And the teacher would write with these light-colored fluorescent markers. Well, it's very easy when you're up front and you're right in front of it to read it. If I'm sitting in the back, I have no idea what that says. It just blended in with the white of the board. And so another teacher, they wrote stuff on the board, but unless I'm up close, I can't see it, I can't understand it. Is the writing even legible? that's another big issue. So please go to the back of your room and look at what you are using and make sure that it's doing the job you intended it for. Can you see it? Can you read it? Does it capture their attention? Primary colors, especially for children, big. Stay away from the pastels. Stay away from the softer colors. Yeah, I love them as well as you do. But if you want to capture their attention, bright and bold work the best. So let's go through the different parts, and I lost my paper, of what is normally covered in a Sunday school lesson, and we'll talk about different types of visuals. Most important visual is have your Bible. They need to understand that what you're teaching them, where it's from. I teach a class of bus children. Out of 25 kids that are in that class, maybe one of them will have a Bible. And even if the one that has the Bible has no idea how to find anything in the Bible. So I want them to know that when I'm teaching the lesson, this is where it's coming from. Most important visual is your Bible. Now, one of the first things I do in my class is we do songs. And so, pet peeve of mine are songs that have no meaning. I have a 45-minute Sunday school class. And especially with bus kids, this 45 minutes of Sunday school time has to fight against the hours and hours and hours that they're bombarded by the things of this world. You know, they don't have godly homes. They're not going to, a Christian school. They have so many other things fighting against, growth as a Christian, that I want to cram as many things. And we all know, what do we remember most? We remember jingles, the melodies, the songs. True story, I was with my brother. Now, my brother is a Christian, but he has never been real faithful in attending. And we went out to lunch one day, and all of a sudden, he starts singing a chorus, a Bible chorus. and he knew every word. Now, my brother's 10 years older than me. He has not heard this song in a good 50 years, minimum 50 years. And he knew every word. Why not teach our kids songs that have those good, solid Bible teaching messages, you know, that are going to stay with them? And he didn't know just one song. He went from one song to another, and I looked at him, I said, Johnny, you never even sang. How do you know all these songs? You know, he was tone deaf completely, and yet he was able to sing all those songs and knew every word that he had not sung in over 50 years. So, bring out the hymns. One of the websites that I go to is, I don't remember the exact name, but it's basically about hymns. And everyone, every day, writes in, I wish my church still had the hymns. I miss the hymns. Oh, those hymns talk to me, you know, speak to me. Bring back the hymns. Teach the kids the hymns. They can learn them. You know, put a visual in front of them. Like I said, how did I learn How Great Thou Art? I learned it as a kid, you know, 3-4 years old. And what do I say? Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I knew every verse of How Great Thou Art, because I had a Sunday school teacher who used this. One of my favorite songs is Jesus Loves Even Me. And just to see, you know, how the illustrations just illustrate the message of the song. So yes, they're seeing the words, but they're seeing the illustrations, you know, that go with the words. You know, you don't have to buy ones like this. You can make your own. We were doing a lesson on, you know, Jesus being our shepherd. And so, again, if you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. It's very easy to go online and copy and paste. You know, look up clip art on lambs or sheep and get your pictures. I make up a lot of my songs, especially because, yes, you know, buying these are great, but they are expensive. And when you're just starting out, you don't have the money, you know, but you want to build up what you do have. Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us is a great one. One Day, man, that goes for the whole plan of salvation right there. The Little Ones, I Can Know God. Great, great chorus. I go through the whole plan of salvation, you know, and I also bring in the Wordless Book, you know, because they all both go together. So I've taught them the whole plan of salvation using this song. And then I teach the kids, all right, when you go home and you talk to your friends, you can tell them how to be saved using this song. Again, I teach bus kids. Majority of them are from a Spanish-type descent, but the younger ones don't even speak Spanish. But they love to sing this song, you know, because, oh, look, I can speak Spanish, even though it's just a little. And then we learn it in English. And I have a friend who really loves me. You know what? These kids need to know that Jesus loves them. I've been doing these so long that the kids could easily sing all of the songs without the visuals. But I still use the visuals all the time just because it keeps reinforcing it and reinforcing it and reinforcing it, and that's what you want to do. The Trinity. Ever try explaining the Trinity? There's a great song. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, three in one. So look at your lesson, look, you know, and plan your songs around what your lesson's going to be. Now, getting to the lesson. Now, I am not going to tell you, I'm going to tell you flat out, this is not the King James Version. However, if you are just starting out as a Sunday school teacher, this has a wealth of information. This was originally put out by Child Evangelism. They now have switched everything over to the new King James. However, first thing, what do they have? They have the wordless book. As you go through the Bible, it gives you maps. It gives you outlines of how to teach this particular Bible lesson or story. It is just packed full of helpful hints. How to lead a child to Christ. Games as well as, and I'm just going to keep going on because my time is flying. Now, visuals. This is from the Abeka. You can individually purchase their Bible lessons. They usually sell them by the grade, but you'll find that after kindergarten, they just repeat every 2 to 3 years, I think. They'll repeat the same Bible lessons. And so you can get them from Abeka. It is pricey if you're just starting out. But what I would do is I would get some, rotate them among your teachers. So maybe you're teaching Samuel, and you're teaching the book of Judges, and you're teaching, you know, the life of Jesus Christ, and rotate them. They have great pictures, as well as the curriculum book. And they're very easy to use. Most of them now are this size. If your class goes way back, you know, walk around the room. And that's what I love about it, because I tend to walk around the room because, you can see them squinting, so they want to see the picture. Oh, did you want to see the picture? Here we go. You know, and it's very easy. Whereas years ago, everybody did what? The flannel graphs. It's hard to even find flannel graphs anymore. It's because it's just so much easier to use the pictures. I have nothing against flannel graphs. I still use them from time to time. But it takes practice, a lot of practice, to make sure that as you're telling your Bible lesson or Bible story, that what pictures do I have? What order do they go in? You know? This is Betty Lukens. They have beautiful, bright colors. If you do buy them, they sell them in two sets, small and large. This is a small set. If you buy the large set, it's double the size. So again, depending on what size your class is. I've also taught VBS for years. We've been using, most of the years, regular Baptist Press, and they give you these little picture books, you know, for your VBS lesson. And I just saved them. I have a pile like this for years and years of teaching. And it's great because a lot of times it's hard to find particular lessons. Which brings me to one of the things that are on your list called Free Bible Images. It is completely free. There's no charge for anything on their website. You can go to their website and you can say, well, I'm doing a lesson on Philip. And so you click on Bible character, you go to the letter P, click on Philip, and it'll bring you all the pictures that they have for anything on Philip. Now, you can download it and print it out, or you can download it and put it into a PowerPoint or Google Slides. You can make them, you know, to whatever size your printer helps. They will also let you download an outline. So each picture gives you a very short, this is not intended to teach your lesson. This is just to give you a short, you know, amount of information on what to talk about for each picture. So I've used it for a lot of things because there are a lot of lessons in the Bible that we don't consider them the average, the normal ones, like this King Jehoiakim, you know, is not in most Bible curriculums. Even this one on Philip is when he meets Simon the sorcerer. Again, it's in the Bible, it's a lesson, but it's not one that is in most normal curriculums. I find that even less, I like to go through the book of Acts, and they'll have all the lessons on Paul, but so many of the lessons on Peter are not in a lot of Bible curriculums. This is the visualized Bible. This is I forget the name of the company. Bible Visuals. They have updated their curriculum. I don't know if you've seen any of their older curriculum. They used to only use one or two colors. And it wasn't real attention grabbing. They have now updated their curriculums, and now they have full color illustrations on their Bible lessons. Very solid, what's the word I want? But very solid teaching, you know, where they really get into strong doctrine in their teaching. So very highly recommended there. This was from Child Evangelism. And again, flannel graphs, I had to cut all of these out. And again, some of them are so little that, you know, it's very easy to lose pieces. This is an old Bible series, which if you go on eBay, you can probably still find them. It's great if you have just a few kids. You know, if you're teaching the younger kids and you only have four or five, you know, you can sit right in front of them or get right in front of them, you know, and just turn the pictures. I wouldn't do it, you know, for the older kids, but certainly the younger ones are great. So many sources for teaching your lesson, but then you also might want to incorporate missions. And I will say Bible Visuals has all sorts of missionary stories, great, great missionary stories. I just gathered a few of them. And again, you buy one or two, you know, rotate. Share with, you know, have one of the things that I learned in college, actually even Pastor Townsend will tell you the same thing. Set up a filing cabinet and build, you know, what you have. You know, I didn't get all of this overnight. This is years and years and years of accumulation. Object lessons, you know, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, or, you know, David and Goliath, you know, just anything really can be an object lesson. You know, when you're talking about, I will make you fishers of men, You know, maybe throw this over one of the kids' heads. You know, they'll laugh, and but they'll remember it. When you talk about the gift of God is eternal life, bring a present in. You know, how do you get this present? You have to accept it. You know, knowing in your head, you know, that Jesus loves you and he died for you and wants to take away your sin doesn't mean you're saved. You have to accept what Jesus did personally. There are lots and lots of Bible-related stories. These are great for, I would not recommend them for Sunday school. I think in Sunday school you really should just stick to actual Bible lessons. But if you have, you know, extra time, or you're doing a junior church, or you're doing a five-day club, or, you know, other times, you know, certainly things like this. This is the secret of the watermelon, where they're using the parts of the watermelon. The colors are similar to the wordless book. This one is about a kid who stole an ice cream cone and how the guilt got to him. And these are really, really old. but again, just different types. Teaching your Bible verses. It is important that we teach the kids to memorize God's word. Use illustrations and not just the words. Where I have thy word, and I put the word as the Bible, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's okay if it falls off. I'm just trying to hurry to get through. But picking out the key words and illustrating them helps, again, retain that in your memory. This was Ephesians 6:11. You know, put on the whole armor of God. And so each part of the verse is a different part of the armor. As I showed you in the songs, illustrating the Bible verse. You know, for God so loved the world. You know, and then talk about the picture as you explain the verse. You know, we are in the world, and God made the world, and God loves us because he made all that is in the world. That he loved us so much that he was willing to give his son and allow him to die on the cross. And the Bible says that whosoever, and we can put our name right in there, for whosoever believeth in him and what Jesus did on the cross for us, should not perish. The Bible says hell is a real place and it's a place of punishment, but it's for those who have never accepted Jesus as their Savior. They've rejected what Jesus did on the cross for them, but have everlasting life. This is what Jesus wants for us. He wants us to have everlasting life. So you're teaching the verse, but you're also teaching the plan of salvation at the same time. I will instruct thee. I've got a nice clipboard there. And teach thee. I've got a teacher writing up on the board. In the way, and I have a path going through the wilders, through the field, which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. I got them. Somebody's muscle there. And with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. I just did these on Word. You know, where you just put the picture in with what you're typing. Or I took pictures and, you know, apparently I was in a hurry and I just used marker. Boy, that goes really fast.
It does.
This place, Rose Book, has all sorts of charts. This is one of the great books because it has like Bible timelines, charts, illustrations, just about everything you need. And then they have smaller ones for individuals. Timelines are great. Here's a chart of the kings of Israel. Maps, you know, help them to visualize, especially like this one was Paul's missionary journey. Make even the plan of salvation. Use your visuals. I won't put it up. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world, you know, that he gave his only begotten son. And again, go through John 3:16 or just talk about the verses. Here's another one. Have you seen these? Where you can go through the whole plan of salvation. And the kids love it because they can just keep turning the blocks themselves. You can make your own. You know, here's the ABCs. Admit, believe. Best thing I ever did, I went to Staples and I got, this is just regular copier paper, but it's 38 pounds or something. So it's a heavier paper. It's a lot sturdier, and you know, so when you're printing things out, you don't want to have to keep printing it over and over again. And so this goes right through your copier and it'll last a long time. And don't be afraid to make them big. And I made this, you know, where again I just went through how to be saved, and where I have how we've broken God's laws, and our sin in God's eyes is like a pile of garbage. And you can look through this. Or just, you know, bring in things like a treasure chest. And, you know, what's the greatest treasure we can have? And that's our Bible, because that's where God speaks to us. Thank you for listening. I hope something here was helpful. And I hope you'll really work on incorporating more and more visuals into your teaching time.